This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As Colorado lawmakers wind down their session, they plan to fund something that disability rights groups want, and that is to make digital information accessible, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
When COVID-19 first hit, like many Coloradans, Scott LaBarre searched for as much information as he could find. But the 52-year-old attorney from Centennial couldn't access everything on the state's websites.
I am totally blind. You know, I don't have any usable vision at all.
So he uses technology called a screen reader. The software converts text to speech.
I have access to information essentially with the same ease of use as you or somebody who doesn't have a disability like mine.
But this software was not compatible with the state health department's website. He says he's grateful Colorado fixed a lot of those problems relatively quickly. But even today, it's not perfect.
Okay, so that's working a lot better than it used to. I'm trying to find something that's not working. Well, here. Data visualization graphic. I have no idea what this is.
Disability rights advocates say many state and local government websites have issues like this and don't comply with the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act.
The ADA has been law for 30 plus years. And the fact that this can still happen, that's why this law is needed.
That's Democratic Representative David Ortiz. His bill would set aside about $300,000 to help local governments comply with the ADA. Ortiz is the first state lawmaker to use a wheelchair. He's made it a point during his first year at the Capitol to try to highlight issues people living with disabilities face.
We are talking about basic access, not convenience. Access that everybody else that's able-bodied takes for granted.
Even though the bill has widespread bipartisan support and a relatively small cost, passage wasn't guaranteed. At one point, the funding was in question. The Budget Committee has made money available just in the last week. State and local governments would have 3 years to get their websites ADA compatible. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamb. Thank you for listening on this Friday. It's Morning Edition for a sunny day on CPR News.